Have you ever tried like way too hard to get someone's attention, just hoping they'd notice you? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Wanting to be seen and valued is something we all feel, but sometimes that desire makes us act like we have to earn love, whether it's from people or even from God. The truth is, God already sees you. He delights in you, and He loves you so much that He sent Jesus to rescue you. You don't have to perform or earn His attention. That's the picture that we get in today's story, Flipping for Attention, by Allison Wilson Lee. Although my family hosted many guests in our home when I was a kid, the most memorable ones were strangers from Australia. So our house sat near a highway in a rural area, and one afternoon, we spotted a young man and woman walking down the road. They wore heavy-duty backpacks and hiking boots. We said hello from our front yard, and my dad struck up a conversation. He invited them to eat with us, and as we made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, we listened raptly to their stories of hiking across America. As a young kid, I wanted to entertain these visitors from an exotic location, so I started tumbling and dancing around our living room. I turned flips and then did handstands on our couch where Mama and the Australian woman sat, hoping for their attention, hoping to be noticed, hoping to be delighted in. We all want to be seen and noticed, to be cherished and to be the cause of someone's delight. God has created us that way, with a longing to be valued and to be assured of our value. The gospel gives that assurance that God loved us so deeply that He sent His perfect Son to sacrifice Himself for us and to reconcile us with God. The gospel also gives us the bad news that our sin separates us from God and that we deserve punishment for rebelling against God's holiness. Understanding these gospel truths, that we deserve death for our sin and that God forged a way for us to be rescued by Jesus, draws us to trust in Christ's sacrifice on our behalf, to enter the relationship with God that He created us to experience, and to grow in that relationship for the rest of our lives. Zephaniah 3:17 assures those who trust in Jesus that God saves us, delights in us, and rejoices over us. No entertaining handstands required. So let's talk about this a little bit more. Do you ever feel you work hard on getting things right to get God's attention or earn His love? It's easy to fall into this, no matter how old we are. But at the end of the day, living this way doesn't bring the freedom God wants for us. Instead, Scripture tells us that God delights in His people. Is that hard for you to comprehend, that God is crazy about you? Consider taking a moment to talk to Him about this, asking Him to show you how He truly feels about you. Now, as you and I can read in Zephaniah 3:17, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In His love, He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Zephaniah 3:14 through 17 and Ephesians 2:1 through 9 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and maybe you're going through the hard stuff in life. We want to walk with you through it. So tell us how we can pray for you when you go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's poem with Natalie. If you wonder if God cares about your pain, be sure to listen to this one. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.